and then I stepped ostentatiously forward. John took it for granted that I'd only just come on the scene.
Oh, hello, Hastings. Have you been seeing the little fellow back to his cottage? Is he getting any further, do you think?
Well, if he is, he's keeping it to himself.
Well, is he really any good, do you think?
He was considered one of the finest detectives of his day.
Oh, it's all such a nightmare. Scotland Yard men in and out of the house all the time. They were there again this morning. Screaming headlines in every paper in the country. There was a whole crowd of journalists outside the lodge this morning. It's like being in an exhibit in the Chamber of Horrors. I don't know whether I shall ever be able to hold my head up again.
It'll pass. These things always do.
But who could have done it? It's horrible to think that now Inglethorpe's out of it, it can only be one of us.
But how could it be?
Well, that's just it. There isn't anyone.
You don't think...
Yes?
You don't think it could be Bauerstein?
But what possible interest could he have in Mother's death?
I've no idea, but Poirot got very excited when he heard Bauerstein had been at Stiles when the coffee was poured out. And then again, it might have been the cocoa. I know for a fact that Poirot is not at all happy about the analysis Bauerstein had carried out.
But cocoa couldn't have concealed the taste of strychnine.
We've only got Bauerstein's word for that. And after all, he knows more about poisons than anyone else in the country. He could have used something else.
Even so, I'm damned if I can see what his motive could have been. And in any case, he would have needed an accomplice.
John went off back towards the house. And then a terrible thought struck me. Could Bauerstein's accomplice have been Mary? Hadn't Mrs. Inglethorpe found out that she was having an affair with Bauerstein and threatened to tell John all about it? Was that why she'd been killed? Or had Mary cold-bloodedly used Bauerstein to get rid of a woman who was in her way?
Two married women shouldn't have to share the same house.
I must confess the whole idea made me feel rather sick. And I remembered what Mary had said on the very first afternoon we met.
Not in a case of poisoning. Isn't that supposed to be the woman's weapon?
I was in a very gloomy state of mind all the way back to Stiles. As I reached the garden, Evie came rushing towards me.
Captain, have you heard the news?
What news, Evie?
About Bauerstein.
What's happened to him?
He's been arrested.
Good Lord.
If you ask me, they've got the wrong black beard.
It does not surprise me. After all, we are only 4 miles from the coast.
What has that got to do with it?
Well, surely it is obvious, mon ami.
No doubt I'm very dense, but I cannot see what the proximity of the coast has to do with the murder of Mrs. Inglethorpe.
Unless the good Inspector Japp has taken leave of his senses, the matter has nothing to do with Mrs. Inglethorpe.
Then why has Bauerstein been arrested?
For espionage, mon ami. What else?
You mean he's a German spy?
What, did you not suspect it?
The idea never entered my head.
It did not strike you as peculiar that a famous London doctor should bury himself in a little village like this and should be in the habit of walking about at all hours of the night?
You mean that's how he came to fall in the pond on the night of the murder?
It is very likely, mon ami. And he is, of course, a German by birth.
Oh, what a blackguard.
No, not at all. He is, on the contrary, a patriot. And despite the fact that Belgium has been devastated by his fellow countrymen, I must confess, I rather admire his courage.
This is the man with whom Mary Cavendish has been wandering about all over the place.
Yes. I fancy he found her very useful. So long as everyone was gossiping about the pair of them, no one paid much attention to what Bauerstein was really doing.
Then, do you think he never really cared for her?
Oh, that I cannot say, but I will tell you one thing.
What's that?
I do not believe Mrs. Cavendish cares or has ever cared one jot about Dr. Bauerstein.
Do you really think that?
I'm quite sure of it. And I will tell you why.
Yes?
Because she cares for someone else.
What did he mean? I'm not a vain man where women are concerned, but in spite of myself, an agreeable warmth spread over me.
We must waste no more time and hurry on to the house. I have had a message from Miss Howard. She has discovered something.
Here you are, Monsieur Poirot. Is this what you were looking for?
I believe it is. Where did you find it, mademoiselle?
On top of a wardrobe. But I've no time to stand here chatting. Meeting of the Charities Committee at the Village Hall and Lady Tadminster's in the chair. Wouldn't do to keep her waiting.
She's brown paper. Not very much to get excited about.
Ah, but do you not see the label?
Mrs. Parkson, theatrical costumiers. Is that what the beard came in?
So it would seem. And it is addressed to...